after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sad J, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Teddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life and It Does Live. Have your boy, Teddy J, and man, we are starting a new, very great week on the show. And man, definitely glad to have you guys here. You know, today is another competitive day this month. And of course, those of y'all that weren't here last Monday, so kind of got to fill you in, this is actually round two of Black History Trivia Battle of the Sexes. And starting last Monday, every Monday from the whole month of February, we have a special Black History Trivia Battle of the Sexes battle we have, where we have the guys go against the ladies and go back and forth as far as you have a few questions, and we see who reigns supreme for that week. So maybe we got to see what are the ladies going to find a way to come get a win for this week, or the guys going to get two wins 2 weeks in a row. So, oh man, this is going to be very interesting. And, you know, we made some more questions. Remember, this week we got a little bit easier on you guys, so you guys can pack. So to make it feel, thank you. As far as this week's questions, we made a multiple choice, so you have a couple different answer choices to choose from. That way we also stop the whole thing. Anybody trying to look it up on Google, you got to think quick. So it's not going to give you any time to look it up on Google. You got to say it right then and there. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do, of course, also the second half of the show will be the trivia part of the show. Of course, I know it's Monday, so it's a hot and dust show. That's going to be going on some of the hot messes that happened in the past weekend. We all got so much to talk about. So we're going to go ahead and go to some music. We're gonna start the show off with this very hot song I actually got a chance to see perform live. And this is by the group called Insidious World Music. And I got a chance to check them out. They definitely were doing some hot stuff, man. I definitely gotta say I did very much so like what I heard, and it's definitely a pleasure to be able to play some hot music, you know, from people that are doing some big things. And the artists in the group, we got Five Star, Greedy, and Prince Creek. So And T.Y. too. That's everybody in the city of the world. And this song here is I-20. Y'all check it out, and then we'll be back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, City J. You heard it here first. Damn.
I'm Cause I'm about to get up in this, girl, you know you wanna let, so let me go on, get up in it. I'ma put you in a handstand and get the fucking lick and make it milk to your knees. Cause I got that Mr. Magician, wrap your legs around my neck. I'ma kiss it, slurp and lick it then, make you fall to sleep. This hurricane got you dripping like Niagara Falls. Baby, tell me, can you handle it, or should I take it slow and let you take control?
Ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, get uplifted, appreciating life, man. I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she and she. So proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of chat, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, and I see you, nigga, I see you, trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no, cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these fuck boys. Don't make me have to give up, fuck boys. Shit, my concert's doing good. And ASAC, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contract, he getting paid now. Oh, shit. Let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We're in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. You should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
Simple as that. You ain't dead yet, man. You ain't dead yet. Welcome back to Life That Does Live. That was the music portion of our show. Of course, we started off with new track. Actually got a chance to check it, check these artists out performing live. That was Insidious World Music. You start, kicked it off with. That was I-20. Yeah, we took it over to one of our Dust 5 members, 100 Bands, and that's his track, Nice and Slow. And then ended it off. The music, that music break with AV's Get Lifted. And one of my co-hosts is with the most is in the building. What's up, Taryn?
Hey, what's up, what's up?
You know. See, before you yell at me, I told everyone I was going to be good. I was going to try to be good before we went to the trivia part of the show. But I got, you know, of course, it's Monday. I got some roasting to do. So many people to provide so much comedy, I wouldn't have anything to say. So I got so much I got to roast on. And y'all already know, a lot of y'all, if y'all been paying attention to Twitter and Facebook, you already know what one of the number one things I'm going to get going on. Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys. Mm-hmm. Alicia Keys. And let me re-say that again. Alicia Keys. What the heck was you wearing? I think it was Alicia Keys wearing, man. She was doing the most. Like I mean, for real, like, I got so many captions. It's like, just put the picture up and then let's see, and then you can put a time limit up as far as how many jokes I can come up with. I feel like I'm on Tosh.0. Like, when he does, like, the picture, look at the pictures, and he just goes in for, like, a certain amount of time. That's how I feel. And we're gonna get a little Tosh part on y'all real quick. So let me get my little special job to my favorite thinking music. So I'm going to play the Jeopardy theme song, and of course, for our nice little thinking music. And while I do that, I'm going to tell you all my commentary on everything I think was what I thought was wrong with Alicia Keys' outfit and her performance. Y'all ready? Here we go. All right, thank you. All right, so first off, let me go ahead and just say Alicia Keys, my Alicia Keys, stays behind the goddamn piano. Stay behind the goddamn piano. Shoot. I did not ask you to sit there before I'm in scene and dance around. Because when she tried to dance in scene, it's, oh my God, it's just too much going on. I haven't seen nothing that bad since the Gulf of Mexico was messed up from BP's oil spill. Oh, y'all want me? Okay, thank you. They gave me some more time. So they said they didn't really get to go in all the way. Now, that was just the music portion, because I had a lot to do with the music portion. Now, I'm going to go in on the clothes. To me, it's like an extra out of Step It Up or something, extra out of You Got Served. I didn't know what the heck kind of pants she had on. I didn't know if she was about to go out and party, if she was about to go jazzercise, no, what the heck. I mean, Terrence, she had on some goddamn leather sweatpants or whatever.
I peeped.
No, it's not cute. And that shirt on didn't match. She like she was in a fashion accident. What happened? What happened? Who said that was cute?
Who
the heck said that was cute? That was not cute. She went out there with that outfit on. I didn't know what was worse, the performance or the outfit. We were just confused of not what, you know, we just saw at the Grammys, and she was getting in on the bongos. Damn, God, it's on fire. She was getting in on the Grammys, and it wasn't necessarily the best performance really either. But when she got, when she decided this, and she started moving that goddamn piano, that's when it happened. Alicia Keys, stay behind the piano. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And we ain't actually to freaking fix it. It wasn't nothing to be fixed, but you just stay behind that piano.
Yeah. She did. I just think what threw her off is just how much movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first time I've ever seen her do that much active stuff. I mean, the outfit, I don't have no excuse for that. But I was like, maybe she was tired, maybe sick or something. Like, I don't know. I don't really want to believe that she just came out there and did it like that. So maybe she was just sick.
Girl, it's so fire. She was just trying. It was killing me. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, Alicia Keys. It was hurting my heart to watch. It really was hurting my heart. I got to give the chat room shout-outs and chat room shout-outs real quick. Let me go ahead and give a shout-out. Chat room, shout out to my boy Goofy Bone. Let me give another chat room shout out to Push Forward.
Ooh, shout out.
Let me give a shout out to everybody listening on Facebook.
Hey, Facebooker.
Let me give a shout out to everybody listening to DustBot.
Hey.
Let me give a shout out to everybody listening to the phone.
Hey.
Let me give a shout out to everybody listening to the okay, I'm good. All right, so we done acting the fool. We done. No, never
done.
Acting
the
fool.
For the moment.
We never done. Just getting
started.
But
wait, though, I do got something that I need to put out there, man, to have you cracking.
Oh, man, go ahead and let us know what's going on.
Now, I don't know if y'all be noticing what be going on with Chris Bosh. Okay, I don't know why in every picture I always see him. He got some rapist face on, like he ready to rape one of the players in the NBA. I don't know. Word going around the street is he likes men. But the one thing that I have to, you know, address, how many of y'all, Seti, did you see that video of Lil Wayne at an all-star party, an after party, and he said that the team, he banned him from the game because the last game he was rooting for the Lakers or something. Whatever, but they say allegedly he had threatened one of the people in the crowd or something. But anyway, so he went to this party, and he said, you know, he had the whole crowd in the party ranting, F the NBA, F the Heat. He said F D Wade, F LeBron, and he said he banged Chris Bosh's wife. Live on the mic, said he banged Chris Bosh's wife. And I just wanted to know how many people saw that. Like, you know, it was basically everybody's opinion. And then again, like, do you think it's true? Because I do. Because the way that I just be seeing, you know what I'm saying, Chris Bosh in some of his pictures, he always looking some type of way. Like, he always got some pose going on. Like, he just ready to eat a nigga alive on the court. Like, nigga, why you ain't sweating? What you posing for? Like, you didn't even put your hands up when Blake Griffin dunked on your head. I'm talking about balls all over this nigga head. He just got his face there like, ain't no place like home. Like, what's going on out here?
No, you know what? I mean, I didn't even see that. But for me, I mean, I just got to say something about Lil Wayne. Y'all know me. Y'all know this. Since day one of, since show number one, I didn't say something about Lil Wayne. Ain't nothing changed since show number one. And, but, you know, I give him credit where it's due. But right now, Lil Wayne is in that point right now where, you know, a lot of people who are diehard fans of him are even saying this. That really, it's like he just falling off. Like, he really, it's like we're getting the same thing, and he's just kind of trying too hard now. It feels like he's not just being Lil Wayne. He's trying too hard, and now this is the next level of trying too hard. Let me go ahead and start a controversy so I can get the press out talking about me so that I can get some love again. And if he said anything to me, because the thing is, I'm pretty sure it came out of his mouth. If he said any of those, if he said any more of his anti-gay comments, I had enough of it, because this dude can never say anything about anybody as long as that picture is out there about him kissing baby in the mouth.
Yeah,
he can never say anything about anybody.
See, he ain't speak on the fact that everybody's been saying he's gay. I'm telling you, these pictures are going all over the net right now of just everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, him just being in the games with these weird poses. I mean, even when CP3 was holding, you know what I'm saying, the MVP up, this fool Chris Bosh in the background looking like, like he just want to eat a nigga. I'm like, what is you doing? But the only thing Chris, you know what I'm saying, the only thing Lil Wayne was saying is that he banged his wife. And I'm just looking like, damn, Chris Bosh, how does it feel? You know, because they make a post on Instagram talking about some Lil Wayne, like, oh, Chris Bosh, I banged your wife. And they talking about some Chris Bosh, like, oh, I banged your daddy. Like, I'm like, ooh.
Oh,
man. Doing too much. I'm like, how does it feel? Yeah. For your woman to get ran by another faggot. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just crazy. It's really crazy, man. I just, you know, they something else. But I do say that Lil Wayne might as well just come out the closet. Chris Bosh come out the closet. Ain't nothing wrong with it. We ain't got nothing, you know, that's what you do. That's what you do. But my thing is, don't be hiding it and looking like you're just about to tear somebody off the court. Can you at least finish your dunk and make a three-pointer before you try to tear somebody up, please?
Yeah, but like I said, it's not, you know, Chris Bosh ain't never just came out, at least he ain't never just came out to try to hate on people. Gay comment. But Lil Wayne takes a chance every chance he gets. Like when he made that, when he said that thing on the Turn the Lights remix, and he had nerve to say, no Frank Ocean, I'm straight. What? Did had you have the nerve to come out and say that, dude? Never, you can never say, as long as you kiss baby mouth and it's in his art pictures and everything, and he's even openly, well, you know, this is how we show affection. No.
Yeah, I know that he tried to
now,
say that.
Now, some people going to try to tell me, well, this is a dog today. Woo. I mean, come on, guys. Let's be grown here. I don't want to hear that, because it just happened to be ironic. This is that he became his doctor dad while he was doing music with him. And this is when him as an adult man. And you just kid, I ain't anti-gay or whatever. But I'm not gonna kiss my dad in the mouth, man. This is not happening.
Yeah, I feel that. And then again, he tried to, before, I remember when they came out saying, you know, well, commenting about that was, oh, is that what Italians do? And I'm like, no, they don't. No, they don't. From where? No, they don't. They kiss each other on the cheek, okay? They kiss each other on the cheek. And it's not even like that. It's just like a, you know, like a quick, you know, keep it moving type joke, like with a hug. These fools just kissing in the mouth like it's just the thing to do. I'm like, who raised y'all? Don't know, but that stuff right there, yeah, that's just a complete cover-up. I mean, plus, you know, all I can say, people, is what goes down to Vegas stays in Vegas. So maybe y'all should go to Vegas and see what be going on at these little after parties and stuff, and then, you know, maybe y'all see the real in people instead of what you see on TV.
You know, And I actually got a chance, this weekend, I actually got a chance to see Marcus Houston. And what did the All-Star, unfortunately, I didn't go to the All-Star. I was going to. Everybody, their mom for Iron Soul Divine was there. I was so upset. I was thinking, like, dang it, the whole family's almost there. It's driving me nuts. So I got to say, shout out to all the family that was in Texas, man.
I'm definitely
upset that I missed the chance to mingle with all of them. That would have been such a very nice look. But there will always be other times. So
very true.
I definitely
next
can't
year,
wait. No.
Next year,
but I'm
in
still
New
just saying, I dig it. Obviously, that person there, get the heck out of here. So that was driving me nuts, man. It's like somebody just like, oh, it took a huge chunk out of me. I was like, no, it was not there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna go check the line. I think we got one of the contestants on the line now, and that's gonna be he's for the female side of the team. Terry, what hold on? So I gotta say, the female team is calling in for the male team. Oh, man. Okay, so let me go ahead and check. We got online. I think is this Chrissy J?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, okay. You started holding down for the females. You know, the males won last week.
Oh, no.
Y'all the bells. When the males was on the line early, they was ready to go. Females dragging their feet to get on. So, okay, so we got you in the building. And I think we got one of the guys, too.
Okay, so pressure is definitely on right now.
Yes. We're going to actually have a good competition today. And I'm going to go ahead and let people know, see, last week, the questions weren't tough, but I decided to do this week was make it multiple choice. Now you have choices and answers. That way nobody was talking about brushing Google either.
Okay, I was nervous.
I thought y'all was brushing the Google. So, no, if you're brushing the Google, it's going to be, you got to answer quick, and it can't be sitting there trying to search against all this. Okay, so let me go ahead and open up the other line. And I'm going to try to introduce yourself soon and give everybody a quick bit about yourself.
All right.
Now, here's my boy, Rapito. Rapito. I think that's the person the guy I've seen right there.
What up?
What's up, bro? What's up?
It's all good. How you living?
It's been a long, man. It's a long time since I had you in the show.
Yeah, it's been a little minute, man. Gotta call me up. Holla at me. Give me on the show more of a name.
Yes, man. You see, you got you in the right show because, are you going to hold it down for the guys? Because the guys was tearing up butt last week against the females. We're going to see. She seems like she's ready to try to win this week, so I don't know. You're going to have to see. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go ahead and tell everyone. I'm giving a quick bit about y'all so everybody know who you are before we get into the trivia. All right, so I'm going to let ladies go first. Chrissy, go ahead and let everybody know who you are, what you do. Bam. All
right, cool. Well, I'm Chrissy J. Hello, everyone. I'm a model from the Bay Area. You know, I'm a single mother and also a writer. So, yeah, I'm excited to be on the show. Hope y'all don't embarrass myself tonight, but it's all good. It's all fun.
All right, Rapito.
Yeah, what up?
Go ahead, everybody tell me who you are and what you do, man.
Yeah, they call me Rabbit, hip-hop artist from New Orleans, Louisiana. They call me Rabbit.com. Shout out Clue Music. Shout out Cloud9 Music, my homeboy, A-Ro. Shout out Steady J for having me on the show, all that good stuff. And, yeah, I'm going to do my best not to embarrass myself either. Shout out to my wife. Before my wife cut me. Shout out to my wife before she cut me.
I got five questions. I'm going to let y'all know we got five questions on the trivia. And last week, the guys were first. The ladies go first of the week. I'm going to ask each question. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to give you three answers.
You got to try to, if you get it wrong, so for instance, if you go on first, Chris, if you get it wrong, then the question goes to the guys. The guys get it right, guys get the point.
Okay.
All right, and each question has three choices. Of course, two of the answers are not the right answer. One of them is. Okay, so
okay.
That being said, go ahead and start. So we're going to go to you first, Chrissy. All right, question
okay.
Number one. Here we go. Is what law school did President Obama graduate from, and in what year? Was it A, Yale, 1989, B, Stanford, 1990, or C, Harvard, 1991?
Well, I don't think it's Stanford. That's in the Bay Area. So I remember seeing something about Harvard, so I'm going to go with this Harvard.
All right, and repeat that again. What was your answer choice?
My answer choice is C, Harvard.
Okay, oh, hold on. Was she right?
Yes, she was.
Hey, all right, so point for the feet.
Hey.
A point for the ladies.
Hey.
Point for the ladies. Okay, so.
Okay.
Be quiet, Kelly. We just getting started. Don't get this crazy yet. Okay. Question number two. What is Beyonce's number one Billboard hit of all time? Is it A, Irreplaceable, B, Single Ladies, or C, Crazy in Love?
Not for me. I got it. I opened my own.
Who's that to? The males, right?
That's
on my side.
Also, here you go. We go to your side. So, Rabbit, what is Beyonce's number one Billboard hit of all time? Is it A, Irreplaceable, B, Single Ladies, or C, Crazy in Love?
I think I'm going to go with C, Crazy in Love.
Okay, C is not correct, actually. It's crazy. I know. It's going to be a lot of these questions, and I was like, wow. Okay. I'm going to say, we're going to defer it to you, Chrissy J.
So what were my options?
So C is not right. Crazy in Love is not right.
Okay.
What is Beyonce's number one Billboard hit of all time? Is it A, Irreplaceable, or B, Single Ladies?
Ooh, her first number one Billboard hit out of those two?
Well, not first. Her number one Billboard hit of all time. Which one is the top one?
Single Ladies is pretty popular. However, so was Irreplaceable. Ooh, this is a hard one. I think I'm going to have to go with B.
So your final answer is B?
Yes.
Okay, both of y'all are wrong. I said the same thing, y'all. Irreplaceable stayed on the number one on the charts for 10 straight weeks, which made it her number one hit, Billboard. All three of those were number one hits on the Billboard, but Irreplaceable stayed on it the longest.
Okay. Still cool, lady. Still up. It's all good.
Right. and Baby Boy would be the next
there
one following after that one. Okay. All right. So no points for you. So right now it's got 1 point for the females, 1 point for the ladies. One point for the ladies and 0 points for the guys. Let's see what's going down. Okay. All right. Number three. Hey, we're gonna go to Chrissy on this one. Our Chrissy, which Denzel Washington movie had the highest gross, not including opening weekend? Was it A, Flight, B, Man on Fire, or C, American Gangster?
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Dang, Flight grows pretty big. So did American Gangster. I'm going to go with A, Flight.
That's not right, actually. Okay, so Rabbit, is it B, Men on Fire, or C, American Gangster?
I'm going to go with American Gangster.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, now here's the trick to that. I'm gonna tell y'all, I gotta give him the magic clap. Okay, so
don't cry.
I'm gonna tell you, here's the trick to that. Actually, American Gangster had the highest one of all of his movies opening weekend too, but it had the highest gross and that was close to $150 million gross income from it.
Wow.
So, yes, American Gangster was, I know, I said the same. I thought Flight, you know, I'm like, man, Flight, I'm looking at all the movies, Book of Eli, I'm going down all the list, I'm like, wow.
Right.
American Gangster was the top one.
Right.
All right, so the guys got one, the females got one, so it's like a game today. Okay. Number four. We're gonna go to the ladies on this one. No, go to the males, go to Rabbit. So number four, what Pulitzer Prize nominated poet received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011? Was it A, Gwendolyn Brooks, B, Maya Angelou, or C, Angela Davis?
You repeat that for me?
Yes, I can. What Pulitzer Prize nominated poet received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011? Was it Gwendolyn Brooks, Maya Angelou, or Angela Davis?
I think I'm going to go with Maya Angelou.
Is it Maya Angelou? Is it Maya Angelou? Good judges?
Yeah. No.
and just to put it out there, Gwendolyn Brooks is actually the first black poet to receive the Pulitzer Prize in poetry. So, yes, technically that's a trick. You know, it's a trick question there. All of them are Pulitzer Prize winners, but Maya Angelou got the Medal of Freedom in 2011. So, guys got two, ladies got one. Chrissy, it's going to you. Y'all figure out. We're going to go to the bonus question tonight. It's on you.
Oh, no.
Okay,
pressure,
so,
peer pressure.
Who is the number one ranked HBCU? Is it, and this is not the most recent poll, which would be, it would be from 2012. They haven't made more recent polls in 2013 yet. Who is the number one ranked HBCU? Is it A, Morehouse, B, Spelman, or C, Xavier?
Okay, repeat that question one more time.
Who is the number one ranked HBCU? Is it A, Morehouse, B, Spelman, or C, Xavier?
Morehouse is an all-males college, if I'm right.
Correct, correct. Spelman
is a females college. My hunch just told me to go with C, Xavier.
Yeah. Is C, Xavier the final answer?
I heard a no in the background, so I think I might say that answer.
you got light behind in the background. Is that your final answer? I'm about to give you 10 seconds to figure it out. That's your final answer. 10, 9, 8, 7,
I'm going to Morehouse.
You're going Morehouse?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes. It is? Okay. You're all wrong.
No.
Here we go. This is what happened. All right, so Rabbit, you get this. Of course, it means you win it for the males this week. If you get it wrong, then you win anything regardless. So you get the wrong. We're going to a bonus question. We're up 2 points. So actually,
I'm not going to say too.
Yeah, so either way.
You got it. It's going to be a prize. It's on the T-shirt, whatever you got.
Who is the number one A-ranked HBCU? Is it D, Spelman, or C, Xavier?
Nice if it was just B, as I put off the webmaster. So I'm going to have to go with Spelman on that one.
And Spelman is the number one ranked HBCU.
No!
Yes, Morehouse actually was number three, I believe.
Wow.
Yes, all three of those are actually in the top 10. But Spelman has been number one for the past 2 years. So,
wow, that's kind of surprising.
Yeah, hey, I mean, women are smart. I mean, I'm going to say Beyonce made the song. You said y'all run the world, apparently. So
right.
All right. So we gotta give a hand to more Rabbit. All right, so Rabbit, you have a feeling that God wins yet another round of Black History Trivia. Can you like to tell somebody to thank anyone for this tremendous win?
That's not cool.
Yeah, I know. It's witty. Yeah, no.
Yeah. You have anybody you want to thank for winning, for your victory today? You know, give out some shout outs to your for winning.
Yeah, I'm a shout out my wife for not cutting me while I'm on the phone. Yeah, just man, I appreciate you having me on the phone. I had a good time for it.
That's beautiful.
Y'all both go ahead and let everybody know as far as your websites and stuff and where to check out yourself.
One more time, www.rabbit.com. Is this www.rabbit.com? Get our mixtape volume 3. It's free. Go ahead and get that. Plus, I mean, it's all kinds of other goodies like seasons and all that good stuff. They call me rabbit.com. Shout out to Teddy J.
Most definitely, man. I definitely appreciate you, man, for coming to the show. And definitely, man. The males have done it again. I told y'all, man. I'm not doing it on purpose, Kevin. I like it to random people.
And it's a winning.
Let me tell y'all something.
That's all it is. And it's a winning.
We're not answers. I'm just letting you know it is what it is.
Man, well, what Sadie's been doing, he's been picking out the dudes that he knows for sure are smart, you know, who going to win it.
Really?
That's not going to play me on, really?
That's not going to play me on.
Yeah.
Rev, you hear how they try to play me, he said, you're going to pick us. He said, you're going to pick the people that are smart and extra smart.
Man, all I know is that I came ready to play, you know what I'm saying? Came with my big boy shoes on, laced up, ready to go. You know what I'm saying? That's all I know.
He said he had a textbook in front of him. He was doing the open book test. Oh, man. All right, so, Christy, go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you at and whatnot.
Well, right now, I'm currently working on a website, so at the moment, I'm on Facebook, Model Chrissy J, so that's where you can find me. I have a few videos on YouTube, so check me out, Chrissy J.
All right.
There you go, just like that.
Shout out
to the winner, and shout out to my homegirl, Chrissy J, that's on the line. Thank y'all for playing, man.
No problem. It was fun.
Dude's
on some other stuff.
Dude's
over there on brain steroids.
Right?
I'm just saying. I can't help it, you know. Beyonce said, guys, the women win the world, but, you know, at the end of the day.
We do.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. Said he didn't go there.
I had to go there.
You know. I take everything to the most extreme I could possibly take it.
I'm gonna call Beyonce up. She gonna get you.
Hey, you know, I'm gonna call my sister. She'll come get me. She'll get me along with Beyonce.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and go to the music break. And again, Rabbi, I thank you for coming through for the trivia. Chrissy J, I thank you for coming through the trivia. Next week, who's going to take it? Is it going to be the ladies or the males? Going
ladies.
Ladies. In a row.
I'm going to start recruiting today.
You're going to start recruiting because we're going every week. You're going to start recruiting.
I sure am. We take it over. The winning streak is over for the men.
Motivation. Okay, we'll be right back, y'all. We got my boy Khalil Thomas. This is the feature of my boy Chris Batson. This is Rod. We'll be back.
All right.
Oh, Just one more time. From you. And when your girls ask, tell them play the game, guess who? No sub sweets, just gripping sheets, hitting your peak when you belong to me. Cause the city too small, then my name too known. Last thing I need is somebody to say something wrong. Wanna be with me? Gotta know I love my privacy, keep it 100. You ain't never got a lot of me, soon as I see you slipping. Girl, you tripping, script gets to flipping. See, even though I'm messing with you, I don't really need you now. Settle up and let freaking Klee please you, girl.
We don't need that shit. Rich love and passion, man, I breathe that shit. I breathe that shit. Let me know how you want, how you feeling. Only if you're down for the night, keep it real. I can take you higher while we blessing those sinners. Man, you already know what we dealing with. The fullest. This is it, and I really want to make this happen, girl. We can keep it low-key, fuck everybody asking, girl. And the night just feels so live. Yeah. Turn you down to
business at home, and I did my dirt at home. What you do, Fetty?
Well, you were
what did I do? What did I do?
What didn't he do, America?
What's that supposed to mean? What is the word that's supposed to mean? Whoa.
I'm joking.
But, okay, so Thursday, shout out to Thursday. Shout out to my girl, Miss Cammy G, you know, who does it big with me every Thursday over at Blue Moon in Louisville. And definitely a good look. You know, I'm definitely going to say shout out to Blue Moon. No, definitely try to make something happen over there. And this week the Dust Spots in Club and Blue Moon Bar and Grill are doing a special customer appreciation party where everyone is free all night. Let me repeat that again. Because people don't understand what I'm saying. It's free all night. The kitchen will be open. The freaking drinks are going to be, drinks are always cheap anyway. You ain't got to break your neck about paying for drinks. So, there you go. Yeah, I did that. And then I went to the stoplight party. For those of y'all don't know what stoplight party is, stoplight party is based off the colors of the stoplight. The color of the stoplight represent different parts of your relationship status. You know, are you green for single, yellow for complicated, or red for in the relationship, obviously. And, of course, your boy wore green. I'm definitely out on green. So you have to say what you want to say. And it was a lot of red in there, but it didn't really stop me. We're going to have a good time. So, bam, in people's faces. I was definitely having a great time.
That's good. That's what's up.
And, then Saturday I got to meet Marcus Houston. That was pretty crazy. And meet some other artists, some other very talented artists while I was there. And the episode there was on networking. And this dude, and I share a testimony that this dude spotted me out of nowhere. He said, "Are you in the music industry?" But, yeah, so what? Another guy. And so he tells me that, and, you know, he goes to the spiel about me, say, "You just look like, you know, you just like you were." And then I didn't tell. I was like, "Yeah, you know, that's the thing." I said, that's a thing. I was sharing that on Facebook with people. A lot of times people always wonder why I dress a certain way. First off, I do me. Second off, when I'm out somewhere, I like the fact that I do me. I always stand out wherever I go. And people know automatically off the bat, okay, this dude, something different about this dude. Let me find out. And it creates a sense of curiosity in the people. So, bam, that's why I dress the way I dress and do what I do.
Right, so,
there we go. That being, and then, so what you got going? What do you have going on this week? I saw a flyer. I'm not sure if that was this week or getting ready to come up next week. I saw a flyer with you and two other beautiful young ladies on there. What is going on with that?
Okay. Well, I do have a party. I'm presenting a party March 2nd. That's going to be at Club XS, everybody in the D. So, and it's Fellas Night Out. Hey, first time we doing it. So, fellas are getting in free until 1 o'clock, and the first 100 men in the door get free shots of Ciroc. So that's how we doing that night. So it's Fellas Night Out, you know.
Girl, look at that. I love it.
You know, come
to the club. Can we clap it up for that, please? Praise the Lord for the fellas. Thank you.
Yeah, you got to. There's some good fellas out there, man. I mean, we always have ladies' night, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, the thought came across.
Yeah, you got to play it out for a while. It's good. You want women to come out, but really, a lot of times, it started to be to the fact that it depends on where venue you go to, you got to switch it up some.
Very true, very true. So, well, you know, me and these two beautiful ladies decided to get together, and now we're presenting a party. Oh, promo video coming soon, too. That should be dropping later on this week. We're actually doing a video for the party, to promo the party. So that's going to be hype. So y'all get ready for that, too. And, we doing the thing up in there. I'm talking about we signing little autographs. Y'all come up there, y'all got my pictures. I'm signing them. I'm taking pictures.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be giving y'all the shout out for the first 100 men that's in the door. You know, for more information, y'all can go on my Facebook, Tan Lamont. It's on Instagram. I'm going to send invites to everybody that's on my friends list on Facebook once I find out, like, how to do it an easier way than going and clicking everybody individually. So as soon as I do that, y'all get a personal invite. So y'all just get ready for that.
All right. Well, you know, I'm already in recruitment mode, and I just got a confirmation. I'm already in recruitment mode. Oh, guess who's going to be in the guys team next week?
Who?
B Hemp is going to be in the guys team next week. You better go ahead. You better start doing some heavy recruitment.
What?
Yeah, so shout out to boy B Hemp. Major recording star. Boy B Hemp will be on the guys team. So I'm just telling y'all better step it up. We not playing with y'all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so y'all trying to delay. No, we not playing, man. We not playing at all with y'all.
We got this anyways. We got this. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, y'all better get y'all. We got this, though. You know.
So I'm going to go ahead and shut up. This Wednesday show will be my girl, Model Keena B, a.k.a. on Twitter, at London_KII. And you can check her out. You know, check her out on Twitter there. And we'll be chopping up with her. She's actually one of the people that came out from the top over in the Midwest and from Wisconsin, to be more exact. And she actually was chilling out in Houston for the All-Star. So we're going to chop it up with her. Her All-Star experience, as well as how she actually got started and inspired to get into modeling. So we're chopping up with her about that. That's pretty much all we got going on for this week, everyone. So you always keep updated on dustspot.com, DUSKSVOT.com. Pretty much after that, we going to see y'all on Wednesday. And also, don't forget, Monday is the round 3 of Black History Trivia.
Get ready.
Of the sexes. So, there you go. And I think we got a call. I'm going to open this last minute caller and see if they wanted to say anything. I'm calling 832. What's up?
Hey.
Yes, who is this from the 832?
Junie.
Oh, what's up, Junie? Yes, you were listening. You were listening in from doing the leading the females lost again. What is going on, Junie? What is going on? See, I recruited.
First of all, I told you.
And the question, hey, I went did you say? You said put make the questions more than see. I even gave multiple choice because I think when nobody had no chance, they're gonna look on Google or nothing. I wanted to even that playing field completely out.
You know, until you have everybody answer at the same time, you're still giving whoever has the most time the advantage. Case in point. But I mean, I
think. Oh my God! Really? I mean, she is creative with these stories of every week and stop building excuses and stop building and start getting wins. I tell you, hear that.
I told you, ma'am, you know what? What?
Why don't you go eat a red velvet cupcake and slam some thing, whatever? Let's go do something besides come on here with your excuses. That being said, Tara, go ahead and let everybody know how they can find you.
Okay, guys, y'all can find me, of course, on Twitter at Taryn Lamont, Instagram, Taryn_Lamont, Facebook the same, Google, just Google, everything should come up right there for y'all. Taryn, and then LYYMON. That's your girl.
On Instagram, Straight Flexin'.
Straight Flexin'. Ooh.
Hey, y'all need to see. Y'all need to go look. See, remember how we make all those jokes about looking for Molly? Now y'all know what's in Molly. Y'all remember has to brag about that. Y'all some crack. Y'all some low key crackheads.
They ain't low key.
I got one more thing to say. I was gonna get in the show, but I didn't say this. I got to get in my system. Well, y'all quit that conspiracy theory about talking about Blue Ivy looked like Drake when he was a baby. I'm done
with
that.
Oh, my God.
I'm done with that. I got to get that in my system real quick before I get in the show. Y'all can check me out at Seti J Dust on Twitter. You can find me that way. Facebook, you can find me that way. Instagram, which I really haven't really started using it, you can find me that way. So there you go. And I must just shout out to everyone that's came to the show, Rabbit, Junie, Chrissy J, Goofy Bone, Bianchi,
everybody,
Push Forward, everyone that's listening to the show via the archives or listening to one of our various other widgets of where we got the show playing from. Big up to you for always showing love to us. And we roll on now, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's
a T
or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to another episode of Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Seti J, and girl, Taryn Lamone. We rolling on out, everybody.
We out.
Who's going to win it?
Me.